Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for the Corlin Economics Report. We are going to start out with economics and a smattering of politics here in this first segment. Jimmy and I are going to do the entire show singularly, just the two of us. Couldn't really find any guests that we felt were qualified really to talk on this particular subject who were willing to come on the show. Let me say this. The numbers that came out for October, the employment numbers, were absolutely abysmal. Now, on Citizen Free Press, Biden was quoted as taking credit for the really good employment situation. The employment situation in the United States stinks. Let me tell you why it stinks. Number one, the civilian non-institutional population in the United States, which has a population of over 300 million people, the civilian non-institutional population is 161,458,000. That number was participating in the labor force. What does that mean? That means they either had a job, were actively seeking a job during the month of October, or what have you. Now, when you look at the non-institutional labor force, that includes virtually people who are not in prison, not in nursing homes, not caregivers, etc., etc. People who really cannot work. The number that Jimmy came up with and I came up with is that's about 39% of the American population. Now, when you have 39% of the American population that in fact is not productive, what does that do to the gross national product? What does that do to the net national product? It absolutely puts it in the toilet. One of the reasons that the growth in the United States, and I think this personally is an inflated number, right now the Biden administration, the executive office, is claiming a 2% growth rate in the United States. I say that's hogwash. I think it's way under 2%. Jimmy, any comments?
Okay, first of all, I think coming out of the pandemic, we should be way above that. We dropped so far, we should be climbing at 4 or 5% right now. Last month, we had an exceptionally low jobs report. It was a shock to people. The analyst had basically predicted between 500,000 and 700,000, and we came up with like under 200,000. That hasn't even been revised or at least published yet.
Correct.
This month it came in with 531,000, and everyone's super excited. But we still need to go a lot farther to get back to the levels of employment that we were at prior to COVID. And I think there are a number of reasons why, but this workforce participation number versus those out of the labor force, the 39%, you're absolutely right. That's a lot of people that aren't working. And I think there's a number of reasons for it. One of them is we've got the mandates, and a lot of people are saying, wait a second, I just spent a year and a half either working from home or having this my school shut down for my kids, or at least a portion of that. And they're figuring out that, you know what, they don't need the same things that they needed prior to that. I think people's expectations, I think they're cautious. We know that savings rates went up very, very high during COVID. And I think people are saying, yeah, we don't need all that we needed before. And maybe one parent is going to stay home now and homeschool kids. And we know that's a pretty sizable population, probably in the 8 to 10, maybe even 15% in some areas, especially in the liberal blue lockdown states. And then, of course, the mandates are forcing people out of jobs. This month, we've got 531,000 jobs. It should have been higher. It should have been last month, and this month would have actually been what the expectations were for last month. So it's basically an entire fraud to say that this is a great report right now. And I think our expectations are low. We should be going into the holiday season where there should be more employment for retail, small business, but we're not seeing that. I think it's a harbinger of things to come.
Of course.
But at the same time, I think that there are some, the Biden spin machine will be able to take advantage as we come out of some of these COVID lockdowns. And I expect this regime to probably change some of the directions and some of the mandates based on what happened this last week in some of the elections around the country. And they're going to try and ride that. Their best option is to let the economy go, but they've been trying to control it. And of course, with this budget, they may destroy everything. So
that's very true. Now, I want to talk about two things that I think are really, really critical. And CFS, I want to get your input on this. I want to talk a little bit about motive. Okay, there are two potential motives for what's going on economically in the United States right now. One of them is that the COVID situation, which really is the bottom line cause of this, people are not able to look for jobs. People are not able to maintain jobs if they don't comply with the executive branch's decision that if you are not fully vaccinated, that means two vaccination shots and a booster. If you're not fully vaccinated, you're not able to work in many, many industries and areas right now. Now, number one,
or the federal government or any federal contractor. Yeah.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. Now, the fact of the matter is one of two things is happening right now. China is winning the war. If you accept the fact that the COVID situation was instigated by China in Wuhan, then they are very definitely winning the war, and people are not even totally aware of it. I'm aware of it because I've had an awful lot of experience, personal experience, with the Asian mentality. These people are brilliant. Let me say that, number one. Number two, you have the government basically in a situation where they are doing everything they can to browbeat people, hurt people economically, so they will buy the socialism concept that's coming right around the corner. We know for a fact that that's what the Biden administration would like to see right now. Jim, which one do you think it is? We got 2 minutes. I'm going to give them all to you.
So I believe that the regulation and the overreach by the executive branch of government right now, completely ignoring the legislative branch, I think that is incredibly detrimental to the economy. I think they're pushing climate change issues. They're pushing budgets that are absolutely astronomical budgets in this entire $3 trillion, $3.5 trillion infrastructure package. These things are crazy. And they're neglecting some of the more important budget items, like right now the defense budget is sitting back. And of course, as we see a more woke military and we see our capabilities declining rather rapidly with the Chinese increasing capabilities, this sets America up for a very difficult situation, and the world actually, as the Chinese economic influence grows, their military influence grows, and their ability to manipulate not only markets but media and propaganda efforts, they are creating conditions that are really undermining a lot of our future. We still have inflation, incredibly high inflation, and it's going to get worse. We still have a number of areas right now where this administration is failing miserably, and one jobs report is not going to fix it. And I'll tell you, they're going to have to make some hard decisions in order to get people back to work, which are against maybe some of their policies that they've had with COVID lockdowns and the mandates. They're going to impact everything: defense resources. They're going to impact our transportation distribution networks. And as the more they do that, you take 5 or 10% of the population out of the, again, above what's out of the labor force right now, we're in a very difficult situation.
Jim, you got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. Hope you're enjoying Jimmy and I doing this solo.